Say you bleed, human. Perhaps you could kill me. I am, after all, a fairly small dragon, and now we're my people. But you're all alone. I'm guessing you weren't expecting me here. Perhaps you thought this would be a good place to test that treasure you have. It's gold and silver and a decent number of gems and jewels. You've clearly been busy. I have to admire someone so industrious, someone able to acquire such a nice little hoard, since I am having so much trouble doing that on my own. You see, I am perhaps not the best dragon in the world. I am a late bloomer, as the people might say. While the rest of my siblings were out in the world, amassing wealth and burning down villages, I stuck to caves and abandoned ruins, just to avoid contact with humans. Although I do have to admit, through reading a lot of your books that I've come across, and occasionally spying on people from far. But the call of gold is getting to be too much for me. I literally need it to build my nest with gold and everything else of value. I'm already of mating age, and if I am to attract a proper mate, I'll need a proper hoard. As you can see, I currently have, well, it's a rock, a shiny rock, but still a rock. But you seem to have a lot of treasure, not nearly enough for what I need. But it will be a start. No, that wasn't a threat. I didn't say I planned on taking it from you. You're obviously capable if you can get that much treasure. So I don't think I want to try fighting you. But perhaps you could still use this cave for storing your treasure. I could guard your treasure for you. I can see you're suspicious. What? You don't trust a dragon? I'd be hurt if there wasn't so much precedent for all kinds not getting along. But you are right. There's more to my offer than that. You see, I need to nest on much more wealth than that. I need to get access to far more. But I am not really good at the soul thing. Or maybe I'm just lacking in self-confidence, but you seem very capable. Perhaps we could team up. A young dragoness could still do some impressive damage in a fight. Together, I'll bet we could find all kinds of nice shiny things to make a nest of. We could split all the treasure we find. I'd even go 70-30 with you. With you getting the 70, you just have to let me hold on to your share for a bit. I just guard it for you and use it for my nest. There's also other possible incentive for you. You see, there aren't all that many dragons left. in the battle between dragons and humans. Humans are winning. We can kill hundreds of you, but you just keep coming. We raise entire countrysides, but in a few decades, you've already replaced your numbers. We can outfight you one-on-one, even 20-on-1 or more, when nature. But now there's so many of you. You breed and mature so fast. I've checked with my siblings since we all left the nest. There are no other dragons out there for us, at least anywhere nearby. Two of them have paired up, even though that's forbidden in our kind, just as it is in yours. That kind of joining might not even produce any young. Dragon biology is strange. It has safeguards built into it like that. But it also allows some very strange things as well. While we usually can't properly mate with one of our kin, we can offer mate with someone not even our species. Most dragons just prefer not to. But I'm not like most dragons. I'm willing to mate with a human, I think. I could give birth to hybrid children that might not be as strong or live as long, but then be a mature faster. And there would be other benefits. Sorry, it's just the look of horror on your face. The idea of mating with a big scaly thing such as myself must be doing that. I must assure you that I'm considered quite beautiful among my people. Don't you find me attractive? Oh, I get to interact so little with anyone, and now that I do, I spend it teasing. Perhaps it's time I showed you a different side of my personality and my body as well. I'm a shapeshifter, you see. I can change into anything I want exactly. It's more switching between different specific forms. I have many of them, including a human one. Let me show it to you.
I'm far less intimidating now, aren't I? Scales has been replaced by the softest skin. I have this long flowing hair now, which I never had in my dragon form, but I miss my wings in this form. But now I have actual breasts. Oh, just look at them. Dragons have no need of breasts, but I think they're my favorite part of this body. So here I am. What I was thinking for a partnership. We adventured together. I am actually a capable spellcaster, and I'll only get better as time moves on. Or I can hold my own in a fight as a dragon. We built a nest for me, for us actually, and our children. Then we mate when my season comes, and you perhaps guard me while I'm more vulnerable. You bring me a cow or two as I need it, which will be easy with the treasure we'll have. Then our children will come. You can help raise them, if that's your desire. Perhaps with a human in their lives, they will be less timid around your kind. They'll need to fit in with your people anyway, if they are to survive. And just so you know, just because it's not my season, doesn't mean that I can't mate, or don't want to. This human form makes things a little more flexible for me. Actually, this human form is extremely flexible in every sense of the word. I'm a bit excited that we can engage in some human sex play and to put this body through its paces, or to let you do that. So perhaps you could put down that sword and also take out some of that treasure lying on top of some gold will really help put me in the mood. I think you'll be very pleased with the results. And that's good boy, man, rather. You don't need any weapons with me. Now, if you don't mind, there's a very conspicuous bulge I've had my eyes on. Oh yes, this bag is just packed full of gold. Do you mind if I take it out? While you're getting undressed at least, I just want to spread it across the floor here. It could be the beginning of my nest. For right now, it could be our bed. Ah, there we go. So much shiny goodness covering the floor, filling the air with the lovely smell of gold. Now, did you get undressed yet? Oh my. You can't make that thing a bit smaller, can't you? I'm not terribly big in this form, but you are. You can't? Very well then. I can't alter this more either, so we'll have to make it work. At least all this gold is putting me into the right frame of mind. I'm getting so wet now. Let me just lie on top of it. I want to feel it all under my back while we're mating. I can't imagine anything sexier than little pieces of gold poking into my soft skin as I take your human cock. Oh, you have more coins? Pour them out over my body, please. I want to feel your golden treasure all over my stomach. Oh yes. Okay, I don't care how big your cock is. I want it inside me now. This much gold touching my body. What would merely content me in dragon form is driving me wild in human form. So please, lie down on top of me so that we can meet face to face in a way I never could in dragon form. Press the gold pieces into my soft flesh so that I'll bear their mark afterwards. I lived in most of my life on the fear of being stabbed by some brave warrior. But now, I want more than anything for this warrior to penetrate me. Your cock deep inside of me, I can imagine that it would be this good were I in dragon form and with another dragon. Our bodies are made for pleasure, just destruction. Move in me, my human lover, but not so vigorously that the gold falls from my body. It feels almost as good on my young body as you do. And the heat of our bodies already has to make the gold so nicely warm. This is not how I imagined my first time back when I was little dragonette. But I didn't have much imagination then. It wasn't until I started reading the books I found in the ruins that I learned to dream. That I fell in love with your people, even though you were my enemy. I always felt more human inside than dragon. And now an actual human is inside of me, making love to me. And someday we will make half dragon, half human children together. But first, we must make me a hoard, a nest, something worthy of us and our children. We've started already, and we can continue it after we finish making love. I can smell treasure from miles away, and already have spots picked up for us. We'll make the best team and the best children, just like we're making the best love. You can do it harder now, warrior. I don't care if the coins fall off of me now. My lust for gold is not as strong right now as my lust for your cock. I don't need treasure on me when I will so soon have greater treasure inside of me. Treasure that will renew itself day after day until it creates new life inside of me. But not yet. Not today. Right now it's just for fun and to seal our agreement. We will be so good together. As adventurers and as lovers, we will get so much treasure and have so much sex and have so many orgasms. You've already given me so much gold, and you're about to give me my first orgasm. Mm-hmm. It's so warm inside of me, warm in my belly even more than my fire ever did. But things feel so different in this human body. My sense of smell isn't as good, but my sense of touch and my emotions, they are so much more intense. I think my people are really hurting themselves by disdaining using their humanoid forms. But I am different, and you made me appreciate this human body even more. But I don't think I was the only one to appreciate it. You certainly seem to enjoy it, and I enjoy yours too. I think I enjoy having it against me than any amount of treasure. I guess my family was right. I'm not a very good dragon, but I still do want to collect treasure and have children. You know, if I just stay in human form the entire time, my children will be born as humans too. They'll still be able to change form, but they'll be much more human-like than if I just stayed a dragon after I became pregnant and just laid eggs. There'd be fewer children too. As a human, I'd be lucky to have two at a time. I guess I just have to keep our partnership going for a long time. By the time we were finished, you would have gotten so much treasure and so much sex. So I have. You don't mind if it drags on for years, or even decades, or that I wouldn't have visibly aged the entire time. And as much as I love the field lying on its gold, if I'm going to stay as a human most of the time, I think I'm going to have to get a bed for this place. A nice bed, stuffed with feathers and wool and all kinds of wonderfully soft things. Well, of course I'd put a little bit of gold in there too. I am a dragon after all.